All right, we claim Michael Floyd yesterday and release Griff. I think this is really similar to the Waylon situation last week, you know, position that we don't have a lot of depth at. Felt that obviously we would rather work with Floyd at this point in time. So we're aware of the situation that came up earlier in the week. We'll let that legal situation play itself out. But really, we'll just see how it goes. It's a player that we haven't had before, so look forward to working with him, and we'll just see how it goes.
Bill, you mentioned that you're aware of that situation. He had a similar situation in college as well, and I'm curious just how you...
I wouldn't say it was similar at all.
Okay. I thought it was a DUI in college. I must have had bad information.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'd say that it was quite a different situation.
Okay. Then maybe bad wording on me with the word situation. I was specifically referring to...
Okay, well, look, DUI. Whatever, I mean, yeah, whatever it is, it is. We're aware of, you know, whatever the past is. We'll work forward with the player and see how it goes.
And just to follow up on that, Matt, I guess my question is, how do you gain a level of comfort to work to when you don't really have, I mean, this just happened, you know what I mean? And there's a history. How do you gain a level of comfort to go forward with it, given the limited, I guess, information that you might have?
As we always do, we take the information we have and make what we feel like is the best decision for the team.
Bill, did you speak with Charlie on this? I mean, obviously, Charlie's very...
Look, I mean, not that's really... I think we've covered it.
You said earlier this season that you kind of have a role in mind when you add players, you know, in the middle of the season. Wondered if that was the case when you added Michael Floyd.
Right, I just covered that. We don't have a lot of depth at the position. We added a player at that same position last week, and we basically exchanged players.
Well, because he played for Charlie a little bit, is there any way that you could look at that and think that maybe he could pick up the offense a little bit quicker than somebody who has...
I don't know if he's been here a couple hours.
You had a chance to study him before week one, just in terms of physical traits, skill set. What might he be able to bring to your receiver position?
I mean, we'll see.
How much can you expect for a new player to come into the system and pick up? I'm sure it's different on a case-by-case basis, but obviously it's so late in the season and there's such a volume that you guys have. Offensively, is it an approach where you try to just get a player caught up on a game-to-game basis and say, this is what we're going to try to do for this game, can you figure this out, or do you give him everything at once and see what he can do with that?
And look, this isn't the first time a player has ever come to a team during the season, so we're not talking about a historical event here. So whether it was Alan Branch 2 years ago, whether it was Kyle Van Noy this year, whether it was Jonathan Macias, whether it was Griff Whalen a week ago, it's the same thing that we've talked about with every one of those guys. And we'll see how it goes.
Just switching gears a little bit, when you've got a guy like Julian who has been as successful as he's been as a punt returner, and you decide to reduce his role, does injury prevention weigh into that decision at all? Or just the chance?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Look, you can't take out insurance. It's football. You tell me the play they're going to get hurt on, we won't put them in for that play. All right, you tell me what play that is. I mean, I don't know. Guys play a lot of plays. That's football. Sometimes things happen. That's football.
In terms of football environments, Denver, where do you put that in terms of just great football environments?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, 300 and however many straight sellouts. I mean, fans are very, it's an intense environment. Yeah, absolutely. Fans are, they're great fans, support that team. They've had a lot of success out there. There's a lot of support. So, yeah, great, great football environment.
Bill, what about Aqib Talib? Do you think it's enabled him to keep his level of play so high as he's in his ninth NFL season?
He's a really good player. Does everything well.
Is he the kind of player where you have a pretty good idea of the kinds of receivers he'll match up on, or do they mix and match with their players in the second
round? Put him on anybody. He's long, he's fast, he's quick, he's got great ball skills, he tackles well, he's smart, he's got great football instincts, great defensive instincts. Put him on whoever you want. I mean, guy's just one of the top corners in the game. He has been for quite a while. Does everything well.
The kind of player who may have helped the development of somebody like Julian, who was here when he was here, obviously, those guys going against each other.
I think he helps any team that he's on. Helps the guys that play against him get better, and helps the guys on his side of the ball with the confidence and communication and effort and attitude and toughness that he plays with. He's a tremendous football player. He would help any team. I can't imagine. I mean, he would help any team in a lot of ways.
Bill, how do you balance practice versus getting the rest on a week like this where you're leaving on a Friday after a Monday night game? Is there, from a coaching perspective, a fine line there?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. I mean, we could practice for these guys for another week if we had it, you know, but we don't. So try to take the time you have and use it as efficiently as possible. Could you use more time? Absolutely. But we have what we have. They have what they have, and we try to use it the best that we can. And that's definitely a balance between preparation, practice reps, rest, travel in this case, whatever the components are that play into that week. Try to take them all into consideration. The ones you can control, you can make a decision on. Travel, we can't control that. We got to go to Denver. Now we can decide when we want to go, but I mean, again, you do all the things that you do to try to make the situation the best that you can for the, not only the players, although I mean they're the number one thing, but you have to have coaching staff preparation as well. It doesn't do any good to not do a good job preparing the players from a coaching standpoint, then whatever you've gained on one side, you've lost on that end. So I think it's a combination of us being able to give the players a good plan in a timely fashion, that so we're ready for them, they're ready for us, and we're able to go out there and prepare the best we can.
How much does it factor where you are in the season, or does it?
Yeah, sure. No, I think it factors. But again, your time is your time. So if we play on Thursday night, which we did earlier in the year, then you work in that time frame. If you play on Monday night, then you work. We had a different time frame last week. So it's like you take what you have to work with and you try to figure out how do you make the best of this time, whatever it is, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, bye week, whatever it is, you just try to take the time and maximize it. And all that's important. Player rest, player reps, film study, meeting time, travel, all those things. Just how do you, what's the right mix? And that changes from year to year, from, like you say, early in the season to late in the season, or maybe where your team is at a particular point in time relative to injuries or the variety of other things that can impact and affect the mental and physical condition of the team. Try to take all those in consideration. Look at your options. Pick the best one.
Player rest, this time of year factor more into that mix that you're talking about?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of snaps. I mean, we've taken a lot of snaps when you go all the way back to OTAs and training camp and all the practices and all the meetings. And, you know, do we need another snap or ride 34 Bob? I mean, I don't know. Could always use it, but I mean, you know, we had a lot of them this year. Do we need another snap at a coverage? Do we need? That's, you try to balance that out. How many more plays versus how much rest? Yeah, walkthroughs versus practice, pads versus no pads. All those things. Yeah, but the more snaps you have, the further along you are. I would say. And particularly if you are doing something well, the more confidence you have that you'd be able to execute it at a good level. But you can't just stop doing it. I mean, I don't think just sitting on a couch for a week is the way to get ready for a game, even though you'd be well rested. You'd leave a lot of other preparation components behind, and so there's some kind of balance in there.
Speaking of rest, there's only 24 hours in a day as a coach. Have you learned over the years how much sleep you need, or do you ever advise coaches that you have to be at your best, too, mentally?
Yeah, I think we all learn that, sure. But there's, you know, yeah, again, you have to take the, it's the same thing. Like, maybe you want a certain amount of rest, but you have a certain amount of preparation to do. So where do you split the, where do you draw the line? 60-40, 55-45, 70-30, 30-70. I mean, it's just, you have to make that decision. One thing about having a long week that comes with a short week is, you know, to a certain degree, you try to either get ahead or maybe get a little more rest in a long week, knowing that, you know, you have a short week coming up, and or get further ahead so you don't have as much, if you will, as much to do as you would normally have, because you try to push some of it to where you have a little bit more time. So time management and efficiency, combining rest with your work product is all, yeah, that's all part of it. We're all different. Some of us need more rest than others. Some of us work faster in certain areas than others. You know, we're all individuals, yet we have to come together in a team concept and figure out some kind of schedule that we can all be on. And once you know what that schedule is, then you, as an individual, try to maximize the time that you have, how you get the most out of it. But they're all those things are important, but it's hard to maximize all of them. You have to pick and choose and figure out what the right mix is.
You have a decision to make soon with Jacoby on the IR, and I'm curious how, if that's even a challenging decision or more of a no-brainer, just from the perspective of you've been down the road with two quarterbacks on the roster quite a bit in the past. At the same time, he can obviously benefit from practice time, and never hurts to have another layer of depth at that position, third layer. So how do you balance, you know, and then if you put him on, he might not be active, you know, if everyone's healthy, so you're taking someone else away. So how do you?
Yeah, I think you pretty much hit it.
I was hoping you would.
Well, I mean, that's the give and take of the decision. Yeah. And unlikely we have a third quarterback active for the game, which I'd say hardly any other team does either. But you have to have seven inactives, so we have other players who are inactive frequently, but that doesn't mean that they don't play an important role. They're one snap away from a lot of things changing. So, yeah, those are all things to take into consideration. I mean, in the end, not to beat a dead horse, but we'll do what we feel like is best for the team, given all the things that we have to consider. And if there was an obvious decision to be made, we probably would have already made it. As more time goes along, there may be a certain event or set of circumstances that would influence that decision. So if we don't have to make it, I think time's on our side to wait and see and get all the information we can. Maybe there'll be circumstances that'll make the decision not a hard decision. Maybe it'll be something that's, you know, declares itself one way or another.
And that same thing, Bill, in terms of actives and inactives on game day for this weekend specifically, you anticipate, I know he's only been here a couple hours, as you said, but do you anticipate Floyd being in uniform for you guys this weekend?
Again, we'll do what we feel like is best for the game. He'll travel, so we'll see.
Is there value in a new player just traveling with the team just to be around? And
sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, no question. Gives us time to help catch him up on, you know, assignments and procedures and things that relate to the team. And, you know, for him to see the operation you know, pre-game, during the game, whether he's active or not active, just to take some of the surprise element out of the next time it happens. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some things that would, if you went, any of us went to any new team, that would be different from whatever team we're used to being with, and sometimes those things are an adjustment, sometimes they're not, but I think it's good just to get into that routine of the new team that you're on. I think there's always a little bit of hesitation, you know, until you know for sure exactly. You know, the first day of work, it's always a little, how is it? How does this go? How does that go? And then once you get comfortable, it's just different. So it takes time. So this will be part of it. Mm-hmm.
Bill, you've talked a couple times this year about players that are hard to find. Would a player like Floyd kind of fit into that category of a former first-round pick, 6'2", and a 4'4", kind of a hard-to-find player?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any question if there weren't some circumstances, the player probably wouldn't be available. But regardless of all that, I mean, whether that is or isn't the case, as I said at the beginning, this is a position that we don't have a lot of depth in. We added a player at this position last week. Similar conversation. Another player became available. We made a decision to work with the new player that was available over the other player that we brought in here. Whether that's right or wrong, I mean, I don't know, but that's our decision based on the criteria that we made, which is what we feel is best for the football team, and we'll see how it goes. Like we saw how it went last week with Griff. I don't know how it's going to go. So, I don't know what else there is to add. I mean,
your final question?
Same question five times. Oh, that's one thing about you guys. You can be thorough, especially it's on certain subjects. Absolutely. Look, I'm not being critical. I'm just stating the facts.
Anything else?
Stay warm.
Yeah. That's the same temperature for both teams. So, unless they just heat their side of the field, I don't think that's happening. So. All right, good?
Thanks.
All right, great. All right, see you in Denver. Okay.